North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones died Sunday, the day of his 76th birthday. Jones gained a reputation as a political maverick during more than 24 years in Washington. He represented North Carolina's 3rd district as a Republican after serving in the North Carolina legislature as a Democrat, and his demeanor earned him friends on either side of the aisle. He was once voted the nicest member of Congress. Democratic Congressman G.K. Butterfield represents the district right next door to the ones Jones represented, and he joins me now. Welcome, Congressman.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
First, I know that Congressman Jones was a close friend, so please accept my condolences.
Thank you. Walter was a friend of many, many years.
You just heard me describe a little bit of his legacy, but how would you describe it?
Well, you know, I represent 14 counties in eastern North Carolina. Walter has some 17 counties. So together we had 31 counties, which is almost one-third of the entire state. And such, we became friends and we worked every day. We talked every day to try to uplift eastern North Carolina. Eastern North Carolina has a lot of challenges, and it's going to take bipartisan solutions to solve many of the problems that we're facing. And he knew that, and I know it as well. He served with great compassion. He was a voice for the military. He was a voice for our veterans. He never let a day go by in which he did not do something to honor and celebrate our military. And Walter was proud of being an independent. He was affiliated with the Republican Party, but he did not let partisanship guide his votes.
Perhaps the most well-known example of his independence was his deep regret for voting in support of the war in Iraq. I ask about this because you went to Washington shortly after the war started. I'm just curious as to how you saw his outlook on the war change over time.
We had dozens of conversations over the last 15 years about that vote. He regretted it very much. He came to believe that America had no compelling interest in Iraq, that there were no weapons of mass destruction in the country, and that it posed no threat to American security. And he just felt that it was fundamentally unfair to put our soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines in harm's way. And he did everything within his power to correct the record and to let the veterans know that he is a veterans congressman.
Well, along those lines, as two members of Congress with different ideologies, do you think you were able to learn from one another?
I think we did learn from one another. We talked very often about the various issues that confront our country. He felt that the national debt was too high and that we were continuing to pile on the debt for future generations. And I agreed with him to some extent, but I continued to explain to Walter that we could not shut down, you know, on middle-class families and low-income communities who needed federal resources, and there has to be a balance between those two interests, and he certainly understood that. And so he was a fiscal hawk. He was a strong defender of our military. He was a compassionate conservative. I refer to him in that way. Yes, he was conservative, but he wasn't radically conservative.
Do you have a favorite story or moment with Congressman Jones?
Oh, I have so many that I could mention. One that comes to mind involved the Wilson Municipal Airport. Walter and I both represented Wilson County once upon a time, and the Wilson Airport needed some resources, federal resources, to expand the runway. But the FAA would not give any type of credibility to our requests because of the Rocky Mount Airport, said it was too close to each other. Well, the FAA was measuring the distance in nautical miles and not in actual miles driven. And he just couldn't accept that under any circumstances. And so he became very upset with the FAA because of their insensitivity for the need to invest in the Wilson Municipal Airport.
Democratic Representative G.K. Butterfield represents North Carolina's 1st District. Congressman, thank you for your time.
And thank you.